plenty of stuff you can do on a Friday to enjoy it. It might be a work day, but that doesn't mean you're not having fun. Case in point, we're about to discuss food. Alison from BQ Blog comes in. I'm really excited because we want to talk about the ugly bits, the bits that no one wants to talk about, but are so good to eat.
Yes.
What have you got for us?
Well, I thought we could talk about duck heads.
Yes, let's. Let's.
This is a fantastic new little discovery of mine and joy. And there's a new little shop. Well, it's not new. I think it's been there a little while. It's called Delicious Duck King.
Delicious Duck King.
Yes.
All right, good.
And it's just above. So a lot of people know where Dixon House is and Dixon House Food Court. This is upstairs just before, instead of going up the escalators to the other joy of the Ching Yip Coffee Lounge.
Yeah.
This is in the little arcade just above Dixon House.
All right.
So
I think I can pick where it is.
Yeah. Yep. So anyway, so you go in there and it is just full of various duck pieces that have been cooked and are ready to go.
And we are talking the bits, aren't we?
The bits, yes. Oh. So feet, heads, giblets, livers, tongues.
Yes.
So all the parts probably that you may have had tongue before at dim sum or something
definitely
like
that.
Definitely
had tongue. Definitely had duck feet. Got to admit, a little chewy, but delicious and worth it.
Yes, definitely. And chicken feet as well they have. And then they have a few other lovely little other non-duck bits and pieces that you can have with your duck.
Now, see, I am a big fan of offal. I really am. And you know, we now call it nose to tail. And, you know, if Heston's doing it, it's expensive and wonderful and lovely. But some reason we still turn our noses up at the idea of like, oh, here's your kidneys. Here's this. Here's that.
Actually, And interesting, I was watching this very old 60s show the other night on streaming it. And the wife was serving up liver.
Mm.
And I thought, wow, you know, you just wouldn't see that in even just anywhere anymore. It was such common
I haven't
eating.
Cooked it for myself for ages. I haven't had tripe in ages. The closest I've come is I made a big bowl of dirty rice, that Southern American
yes,
style.
Yep.
And that's, of course, chicken livers all the way through the rice.
Yeah,
but this sounds incredible. What's the flavour like? Well, what are they doing with it?
Well, there is they have two flavours. One is spicy and one is sweet and spicy.
They are my two favourite flavours.
What more do you need? But it's not overly spicy. It's not overly peppery or heat hot. It's more like a five spice, a very warm spice flavour. So the pieces are cooked in either of these two flavours. And the meat that is on there is, I mean, when you're chewing on a duck head, which is a phrase I never thought I might
No, I never thought we'd say on radio, to be honest. But,
but there is a surprising amount of meat on it. It's particularly around sort of the bottom of the neck where it's been cut. and underneath, sort of inside the cheeks and et cetera. So you can get a good gnaw on.
You must look a little crazy, like holding a duck head.
By the beak.
By the beak, chewing away.
Sort of like a duck ice cream cone.
But I imagine it'd be a darker meat.
Yeah, it is. And so because usually, you know, and you would know from pigs and other sort of meat where you get the jowls or you get anything around the neck, it's usually quite delicious and quite tender and just really good. So, but the idea, I think, is not speed eating. This isn't about, you know, I'm starving, I need something quickly.
We'll stop off for a quick bag of duck heads.
Or duck necks. And because the necks too, you know, you've really got to be careful having a bit of a nibble on them. They've got little fine little bones. But this is the joy. A glass of beer, a little bit of something really tasty and really spicy, and you eat it slowly and you enjoy it and you get your fingers in and you pick apart the little bits of meat.
Feel comfortable making a mess out of it.
Indeed,
That's what food should
indeed.
Be.
And then they have lovely things like cooked livers and giblets and giblets. And they're wonderful. I chopped those up and cooked them with some chili sauce and had those as part of a stir fry. So, you know, they were just fabulous. And they're fabulous on their own. Like the flavour is just really, really nice. And the other great thing is they keep a little while in your fridge as well. So you don't have to use them straight away. You can buy them and
That's
chew
really
on them
nice.
As you wish.
And I think the thing is with this, and if any, you know, anyone listening, if you're out there and you're thinking, I don't know if I could eat that, the flavour's different. The texture is always a bit unusual.
Yeah.
But they're actually really good for you.
Yeah. So eating all those parts of the animal that we don't sort of normally wish to, it's surprising the amount of iron and other elements that you get from these. I'm starting to sound like some sort of quasi-nutritionist, but there's fantastic things that they give you.
And it really is. And of course, as a meat eater, this is a big deal for me. And I respect a lot of people who choose not to eat meat, but I want to know that I'm eating meat sustainably, and using all of it is a great part of that.
That's right. That's right. Well, they do sell tofu, though. If you, they have this wonderful product called a tofu cream skin. And it's like when you cook tofu milk, soy milk, and the skin forms on top, and they scrape that off and then they dry it out. And that is super delicious.
Wow.
So get some of that too.
All right, Alison, where can people read a bit more about BQ Blog?
You can go to b-kyu.com. We have all sorts of wonderful things on there for your pleasure.
Thank you very much. We'll talk in a fortnight.
Thank you.